The gospel reading today, as we hear about the 10 virgins, we really have to ask a few basic questions to ourselves. It's one thing for the Lord to be able to say, okay, we have these wise virgins who, when they took their lamps, made sure they took extra oil with them and so on. But we have to even ask the question, are lamps burning? Do we even have the oil enough to get them going? And I say that to simply ask the simple question of, what if our Lord was going to ask us today to say the bridegroom is coming, are you ready to meet him? What if that meant to be martyred for your faith? Is your lamp burning? We think about St. Agnes today, a 12 or 13-year-old girl who had such love for Jesus that she was willing to die, that she didn't back away when she was threatened, but in fact, she marched forward with the greatest confidence because she had the greatest love. Now look into your own heart and ask yourself, does that sound like me? If somebody were to threaten me today, what would I do? And then to think that God had put that kind of faith and that kind of love into the heart of a 12-year-old child. How many of us, when we were 12, even had much faith at all, given the circumstances in our society today? Probably many of us weren't very well catechized. Maybe we kind of knew that God existed or sort of believed it, but would we die for that? You stop and ask yourself with what's going on in our society. There are people today that I think would much sooner die for a football team than for the Lord. They would sooner die to be able to get their drugs and their booze than they would to save their souls. We've got our priorities all backwards. And so before we can even ask the question of whether we are like the wise virgins who took enough oil with their lamps, we have to ask, do I even have the flame on my own lamp going, let alone have enough oil to keep it going? Because that's really what it comes down to. So really take that to prayer. What if? What if I was going to be asked to give my life today? Would I be willing? Would I be ready? And St. Agnes was just going along as an ordinary young girl, except that she had given her virginity to Christ. And when the son of some hotshot politician wanted to marry her and she said no, he turned her over to his father. So all of a sudden, her innocent life of a 12-year-old girl is pulled right out from underneath her, and she has to be a witness for Christ. Just like that. How about us? Our lives just go along. How often do we try to fit in? How often do we compromise? How often do we not allow our light to shine? Remember, our Lord told us that we have to be the light of the world, that we have to let our light shine brightly before others so they would see our good works and give glory to our Heavenly Father. So it's not to draw attention to ourselves and look how wonderful I am, look at the good works I'm doing, but that they would give glory to God. So again, it has to be inspired by faith, but it has to be directed to the Lord. That's how our light is going to shine. So again, we can ask, is it? Is that what my life is like? Is that what I'm striving to do? Is that what my desire is to try to live that way? Or do we find ourselves saying, no, I just kind of want to fit in. I just want to be like everyone else. In other words, we want to put something on top of the light, a bushel basket, exactly what our Lord told us not to do. We don't really want it to shine. Or even worse, we don't really want it even to be lit. Because after all, if it's a fire that's burning, it's going to draw attention. People are going to see it. And if we don't want that, then we're not going to even light it. So what sounds on the surface like it shouldn't be too difficult, if we really dig in a little bit, we find that it's not quite as easy as it sounds. We'd all like to be able to say, oh, if I had the opportunity, yeah, I would give my life for Jesus in an instant. As I've done before, I will direct you back to Father Sizek's book, He Leadeth Me. And there he talks about, so again, this is a man who had enough faith to want to go into Russia during all the trouble that was there back in the 50s and try and convert the people. So he had a love for God, he had a love for souls. He was caught, he was thrown into Lubyanka, then he was brought up to Siberia into the camps. But when he was in Lubyanka, they brought him down and said, you have to sign all of these things, saying that this is what you've confessed to. And he said he looked at it, and every one of them was a lie. Oh, sure, just like Satan always does, there was a little bit of truth in there, and then they made up the rest of the story with each point. And he said, no, I can't sign those. They're not true. They said, you stupid American, then we're just going to go out and shoot you. He said, give me the pen. And he signed every page. So this is a man who had that kind of love for Jesus that he would go into Russia, put his life on the line, and then when it actually came time, he totally wimped out. And he said he was so ashamed of himself. Then when he was in the work camp, they were unjustly accused of something. His whole team was brought down. They were going to shoot him. And he said, it's amazing when you're looking down the barrel of a rifle, what goes through your head. And suddenly, he wasn't so sure. So even though he had learned his lesson, or thought he had learned his lesson from having wimped out once, what was he going to do now? See, we can make it all romantic while we're lying on our bed thinking about, wow, wouldn't it be amazing if I could be a martyr? Yeah, let's be real. What do we do when we have a hangnail? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and we're going to be a martyr? Sure. Let's be realistic. At least let's start by getting the lamp lit. The lamp is the love for Jesus. That's what needs to be there. We can't just be going through the motions. We want to be on fire with the love of the Lord. So that if that love is there, we wouldn't even question it. Absolutely, if that opportunity came, we'd be right there. We're not going to back off. We're going to put our life on the line. It doesn't matter. Because we love him that much. That's what we're supposed to be about. A little 12-year-old girl can teach us that because she loved Jesus that much. And she put her life on the line. And she continues to teach us a couple of thousand years later. So if a 12-year-old child can do this, by the grace of God, so can you and I. And in the midst of a society that has given itself completely over to darkness, let's get our lamps burning. Let the light shine so that people can give glory to our Heavenly Father.